Hi, this is Jay Lenhart, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes with Lise Avery, that fox.
And you are listening to Harmonicist, Grégoire Marais. And over the course of the past decade, Grégoire Marais has emerged as a unique and compelling new voice across a wide spectrum of the modern jazz world. His chosen instrument is the harmonica, which is a kind of rare in jazz, but I'm liking it. I'm guessing you are too. And I guess other folks are too, because the extensive list of heavy hitters who've enlisted him for their projects include Herbie Hancock, Pat Metheny, Cassandra Wilson, and Marcus Miller. And he's had guest appearances and on recording sessions and concert stages with folks like George Benson and Jackie Terrison, Sean Jones, Terry Lynn Carrington, Kurt Elling, Robert Glasper, Lionel Lukey, unbelievable stuff here. Mike Stern, Jeff Tane Watts. Grégoire Marais was born in 1975 in Geneva, Switzerland, and began playing the harmonica at age 17. And his childhood was filled with a diverse array of musical influences from his Harlem-born African-American mother and his Swiss father, who was a local jazz musician. In 2005, Grégoire toured with the Pat Metheny Group, receiving a Grammy for Best Contemporary Jazz Album. He also won the Jazz Journalist Association Player of the Year Award, and after he won that Grammy, Marais embarked on a two-year tour with the world-class bassist Marcus Miller and subsequently joined Herbie Hancock's band. And Anything Goes is pleased to welcome Grégoire Marais this morning. Good morning, Grégoire.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well, sir. Welcome to New York.
Thank you so much.
Explain to us, well, first of all, because I would butcher it, you need to tell us the name of the song that I just played, because...
It's called O Amor e o Meu País, which means my love is my country. Here is the correct translation for Portuguese.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much. Now, Portuguese
welcome.
Always just, you know, I try. Let me just put it that way. So, and you had some fairly competent help on that on that track in particular.
Yeah, and I have to say something. It's real special to play this song today because yesterday was Toots Thielemans' birthday. He just turned 90 years old.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you so much
for sharing that with us.
Yeah, it's real special.
That is very special. And the fact that he's still with us and still playing is
such
a gift. So tell us, Grégoire, why the harmonica?
I fell in love with this instrument when I was... I guess a teenager, about 15, 16 years old. I just heard a few people playing it, and I was just blown away by what they could do and what they could play on the instrument, what they could express, basically. It's an instrument that's real close to the voice in terms of the intonation and the colors you can get, and I was completely impressed by that. So once I started playing this instrument, I was just taken by the universe it created, really.
Wow. So was it jazz harmonica that you heard, Grégoire?
No, I first heard the blues being played on harmonica. And then I discovered the jazz later on when I wanted to pursue music a little bit more seriously. And I was basically asked to change my instrument when I went to school because they didn't want me to just play the blues. So I picked up the chromatic harmonica, and then I discovered both classical and jazz harmonica.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't make you give up the harmonica. School can be funny that way,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it's me, you know. It feels very natural for me to play this instrument, and it's always been the case.
Do you have lots and lots of harmonicas, like a whole wall full of them, or
favorites? Yeah, basically I have about... I used to play another brand, and I needed to buy a new one every 3 months, so I have quite a few of those. But now I'm playing a signature model that's made by Suzuki, and those last very, very long, so I don't need as many anymore. And so I can play one or two instruments for like 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and they'll stay in tune, they'll be nice to play. So So I don't have as many as I used to.
Okay, and you don't really have to worry about how you're going to get your instruments transported when you fly places, which
is a great luxury
for a musician.
That's true.
And you guys, we have been mentioning and playing Grégoire's preview album on the E1 label, self-titled Grégoire Marais. And this is out already, right? Oh, hello?
Yes. Uh-oh. Yes.
Okay. And people can get this, and they can visit your website, GrégoireMarais.com, right?
That's correct. That's perfect. Yes.
You're going to be playing at the Jazz Standard this week.
Yeah. We start on the 3rd of May with Raoul Midon. 3rd and 4th, we'll play with Raoul Midon as a guest.
Uh-huh.
And then on the 5th and 6th, we will be playing with Cassandra Wilson as a guest.
Wow.
Yeah, it's real special.
And how'd you hook up with Cassandra?
She heard me when I was playing with Terrylynn Carrington years ago at the LinkedIn Center, and then she asked me to come and record something with her, and from that point on, I just basically joined the band and been playing with her ever since, on and off, for, I guess, about 10 years now.
Wow. Substantially younger than some of these folks that you're playing with Grégoire. And was it difficult for you? Were you intimidated when you began to play with folks like Cassandra Wilson?
Maybe at first, but they really made sure so I was comfortable playing with them. Like, they never tried to make me feel uncomfortable or intimidated or anything like that. They were just real, real nice and real generous. And they pushed me to always, all those people pushed me to really try to go beyond what I knew and try to learn and try to grow. And so it was just, it's always been a really amazing experience for me. And now I guess I get somewhat, not used to it, but I feel real comfortable with those people. So it feels like home, basically.
And speaking of home, when you were home, you were surrounded by music?
Yes, I grew up, I was born, my father is a musician, so I was just born listening to music and looking at and listening to my father's band rehearse at home and try to look at the charts and seeing how they would arrange certain tunes. So it was just, music was really a very, very important aspect of our lives.
Yeah. What's your dad play?
He plays banjo. New Orleans kind of style.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I was going to ask. So the stuff that you grew up with is not the stuff that you are now immersed in.
No, I was listening to a lot of like Louis Armstrong, King Oliver, Duke Ellington, but those are the foundation, you know. So it's not really that far off. It's just the same, but you know, it's just time went on and passed, and some other stuff was developed. But to be able to grow up with that is, I would say, the best thing that can ever happen to somebody who wants to play jazz.
Did you pay attention to pop music as well while you
were growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah. My parents were real open-minded, so they listened also to a lot of different type of music, and I was also just all about music, so I just listened to a lot of Beatles and a lot of anything growing up.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, I just, you know, just expanded basically my view and my scope in terms of music that I would check out.
Very cool. Well, you know, I can tell you that when I interviewed Jimmy Webb, I asked him what he grew up with, and he started to sing Little Red Wagon.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Marvin Hamlisch started singing doo-wop. So I always like to ask to find out, you know, where the influence came from, because because somebody's playing one thing doesn't mean that that's the entirety of who they are.
That's just their
professional stuff is. All right, now speaking of Cassandra Wilson, I've got the track that you have here on the album, The Man I Love. Yes, mm-hmm. Beautiful. Would you like to set that up for us, Grégoire?
Well, yeah, I basically wrote that arrangement before I got to play with her when I was still in college New York at the New School, and I was a big fan of hers for a long time before I played with her, and I just heard this arrangement, wrote it down, and I just heard her voice on it. And when finally it was time to do my record, I just remembered that I had this arrangement there, and I asked her if she was willing to sing it, and she did. And I'm very happy with the result.
Wow. Be still my heart, be still your heart, I think.
Yeah.
You're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm speaking with Grégoire Marais. He's going to be performing at the Jazz Standard May 3rd through the 6th, and we're going to be giving you a chance to win tickets to see him in a minute or two. But first, from his self-titled album on the E1 label, Grégoire Marais, here's Grégoire with Cassandra Wilson and The Man I Love. You can hang out, right? You don't need to run out, Grégoire?
I'm here.
All right. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, thank you.
Cassandra Wilson on the vocals, Gregoire Marais on the harmonica from Gregoire's debut album on E1, and the Gershwin's The Man I Love, and we're speaking to Gregoire Marais. If he's still there, are you still there, Gregoire? So you live here in New York, huh?
I live in Brooklyn, New York.
You live in Brooklyn. Oh, so I'm actually speaking to you in your abode somewhere.
Yeah.
In Brooklyn. Tell me, you wrote a number of the songs on this album.
Yeah.
Tell us about your songwriting process.
Well, there's not one way. There's many, many ways for me to write. But usually I'll be on piano sitting down, and it's kind of old school for me, the whole writing process, because I'll write on paper. I never record anything. At least so far, maybe in the future I will. But
that's interesting.
As of now, I just always wrote everything on paper, and then I would try to see how it would work. I would hear everything, write it down, and have the band play it, and then maybe modify a few things. So that's the way I usually write. But I may start with a chord, or I may start with a melody, or I may start with a rhythm. You know, it's just not one way. You know, usually, it's just many different ways that will kind of inspire me to find something.
And are you generally are you somebody who sits to write down a song just when it occurs to you, or are you somebody who has a disciplined habit of sitting down and working to write a song for X hours a day?
Yeah, I try to write every day.
You do?
Yes, I do. But I do have a period of time where I just don't come in with anything interesting. And then sometimes I just will just write a tune every day for like months or weeks or whatever. So it's just very, it's not like I'll be able to come up with interesting material all the time. But I'll try to write every day.
So it's actually scheduled in your day. You're not sort of wafting and waiting for inspiration. You're sitting down in a disciplined way to write a song.
Yeah, because I found it to be something that we can improve, like we can get better at, you know, if you really work on it. It's a craft, just like playing an instrument. And also in my apartment I have this piano, this beautiful upright, and it's just there inviting me to play on it. So I just always sit down and just start playing.
Have you named her?
No. not yet.
All right, you guys. Gregoire Marais will be performing at the Jazz Standard this week, May 3rd through the 6th. And tell us again, Gregoire, Cassandra's going to be there, I believe you said, the 5th and the 6th?
Exactly. The last 2 days, the 5th and 6th of May. And then Raoul Midon will be the guest on the first 2 days, which is the 3rd and 4th of May.
And are you doing the two shows per night?
Yeah, two shows per night, and there's a third show on Friday and on Saturday. It's just going to be the quartet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a beautiful thing. All right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Gregoire. I really enjoyed your album, and
thank
we look
so
forward
much
to hearing from you further as you keep writing songs.
Yeah, I will. Thank you so
Gregoire,
much.
Have great gigs this week.
Okay,
hey?
Thank you.
Thanks so much for your time. Yeah. All right, you guys, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes here on member-supported WFDU-FM, and if you would like to see Gregoire Marais at the Jazz Standard, you choose the day, you choose the time. Give me a call at 201-692-2012, 201-692-2012. And while we're taking your calls, we will continue with the celebration of Duke Ellington. Phone lines are open for tickets to see Gregoire Marais at the Jazz Standard.